There is a certain amount known about how Google decides how to rank its pages. And there is an entire industry of web programming that is designed to fool Google's algorithms into raising your rank in their rank ordering. We'll come back to that. And it works some of the time, but it also gets Google angry at you if you do it too deviously. This is an advertisement. So this they really did buy. Right? Okay, it's on a beige background. And there are other ads particularly that are over here. And it says sponsored link. Okay, so this is just cash that got them listed at the top. But the rest of these, their ordering was not determined by how much money they paid Google. And none of these places paid Google anything to appear in the search themselves. But this one they definitely did. And you click on that and you immediately go to the BMW homepage. And every time Ken clicks on it, Google makes a little money from BMW. Okay, so you go back and do it again.
Oh, you mean on their sponsored ad?
Yeah, pick on their sponsored ad. Right. So you pick on their sponsored link. Okay, so BMW just paid Google $10 or something like that. Because Google knows when you're clicking on an advertisement, it takes you to the page that the ad says to take you to. But that's the way Google makes its money, from people clicking on the ads. So take that for what it's worth. You know, by randomly clicking on ads, you're generating revenue for Google and you're costing money to the companies that are placing the ads with Google. So here they actually, Google didn't just lower the page rank. This happened about a year ago or so. They actually wiped it out completely. Because what BMW had done was they had put in their HTML code, you remember what the HTML code is, show the HTML for this page just as a random. Okay, so remember, this is all of the code in this web programming language that actually generates when rendered, the thing we just saw. So they had embedded into the HTML code lots of occurrences of the terms used car and new car in the hope that Google's automated analysis tool, which is going through the HTML for all these web pages, would think that this page was just packed with information about used cars and new cars. And so when you type used car or new car into Google, it would take you to the BMW web page preferentially. Even though those terms didn't actually appear in the rendered page, right? They maybe were white on white, or they were embedded in comments, or somehow. So that's the sort of thing that will make Google very unhappy, and they, for a while anyway, took Google out of their index completely. So if you Google BMW, took BMW out of their index completely, you type BMW, you wouldn't get to the BMW. BMW site wouldn't turn up at all. The death penalty. Death penalty. And meanwhile, of course, Google's programmers got smarter about ignoring stuff like that. So this is the cat and mouse game. It would just get a little smarter about how it parsed the HTML to ignore these kinds of intentional deceptions of its algorithms.